You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Recently, the British Museum hosted the 6th Interfaith Music Festival, in which a diverse gathering of faiths came together to share their philosophies of peace to create further peace in society. As a practicing SGI UK Buddhist, I had ready access to interview members of our choir, the Glorious Life Chorus, who in their spare time travel up and down the UK promoting peace, culture and friendship through song and sound. Two things I need to say before you hear the recording. Firstly, you'll hear the term sensei. It's a Japanese term meaning teacher, so Daisaku Ikeda is our teacher in faith. And secondly, the recorded sound quality of the choir is the best that we could make it at the time, yet it may be difficult at points to discern the purest heart-sense song that was heard on the day. I hope you were able to gain a sense of the singers' hearts.
This is the penultimate performance here in the Great Court. The Glorious Life Chorus, who are part of Soku Gakkai, a Japanese Buddhist religious movement based on the teachings of the 13th century Japanese priest Nichiren Daishonin. According to its own account, it has 12 million members in 192 countries and territories around the world. As you can see as they emerge here in great numbers, it's worth mentioning that Hokusai, the Japanese printmaker, was a devout Nichiren Buddhist. So this exhibition that opens soon, Hokusai Beyond the Great Way, you may draw a parallel for those of you who are really touched today by what you're about to hear.
My name is Lisa Robinson. The kyo is a sound. It's the sound vibration, which is one of the reasons I'm here. I used to be in the choir. And music is really uplifting, and the sound of chanting it really lifts my life states. It also activates my Buddha nature. This is what I believe. In fact, our mentor Daisaku Ikeda, this is one of my favourite quotes. He says, "As we continue to make the sound of our chanting Nam-myoho Renge Kyo reverberate unceasingly through the world, let's courageously reach out to others in dialogue and bring the sun of hope to rise in the hearts of all of whom we encounter."
My name is James Windsor. I'm a Buddhist and I practice a particular type of Buddhism which follows the teachings of Nichiren, who interpreted the works of Shakyamuni Buddha, the original Buddha, in a contemporary way that makes sense for modern life. Nam-myoho Renge Kyo has a very specific meaning, and it also is the title of the Lotus Sutra. But without going into the meaning of the other words, Kyo, I once heard it described as like a bolt of silk that actually gets thrown over a landscape. And that movement of the silk going forward is life going into the future. It's what we pass on. And particularly in terms of faith, it's the continuity that actually allows us to transmit through time what it is that we're feeling and sensing in being one with the universe.
My name's Sally Alexander. I'm in the alto section of the Glorious Life Chorus, which, as you know, is a chorus the sensei named when he came over to the UK. I've been with SGI UK now for 40 years. I began to practice because I didn't see the point in life. As of today, it's not a lot different, not a lot of hope anywhere. So in a very, very short nutshell, I would say it's hope-filled. A helpful teaching. We're really, really, we're talking about respecting other people, respecting the dignity of life, whoever's life it is, whoever life it is you're talking about. And if we could each and every one of us really, really open up our hearts and be able to do that, of course we would have a lot more hope, a lot more friendliness, a lot more, less wars, put it that way.
Yes.
This is a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
For more information and to volunteer,
email info@ccradio.org.